Okay, let's begin Baba Basra Daf Mem Beis as we continue in Cheskas Habatim, and we get into, as we will see today, we will transfer a little bit from the chazaka that we have been talking about over the past number of weeks to the new type of chazaka, the second type of chazaka, as this parak will take a turn, at least partially, as we get into other issues. But first we continue with issues of Cheskas Gemoshanim and Mecha'a as we are on Mem Aleph of a base by the two dots. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Lekuchos, Mitztarfim. Three Lekuchos could be Mitztarif. What exactly is the case of three Lekuchos? The Rashbam explains, as he always does throughout this parak, that there's a field that was owned by Shimon. I'm sorry, by Reuven. By Reuven all the years, it was owned by Reuven. And then Shimon is Machzik the first year, because he says he was Konid from Reuven. Levi was Konid from Shimon. Yehuda was Konid from Levi. And each year, a new buyer is Machzik, and there are Edim on the 3 years. Then all of a sudden, after the 3 years of Shimon and Levi and Yehuda being maxed of the land, Reuben comes along and says, wait a minute, this is all my land, and I want it back after being quiet for 3 years. The question is that called a lack of mecha'a, or is that called a chazaka? Reuben says, as the Rashbam explains, well, I didn't say anything because I knew that, you know, none of you acted like an owner, right? That's the magical lashon that we've had over the first part of the parak. As the Rashbam's lashon is, Shahayiti roesh atem yireim lahachzik kidemachazki inshi. I saw that you were scared to have a real chazaka. That's why I didn't say anything. I didn't feel I needed to say anything. But the others say, no, we were. We were the owners, and we just sold it for whatever reason we wanted to, and that should be good enough. So what's the halacha? So says the Gemara mitztarfin. The three lekuchos are mitztarif, and therefore this is a chazaka. The third person, Yehuda, can keep it, and that is called a lack of mecha, and that's his problem. He should have been mocha. Amar Rav, Vikulan, Bishtar. Who's all of them? The Rashbam explains, buyer number two and buyer number three need to have a shtar that they bought it from the previous owner. They don't have a shtar, so it's within 3 years of their getting it. So mizdar inchi bishtare. So that's why they need the shtar. Right? Rashi, the Rashbam says, Ashne lukuchos achronim kai. Avalokeach rishon shalach amanam aarer malon avalishtaro. If he has a shtar pshita, then the marakama cannot be ma'arer. So it's going to talking about the latter two. So that's the halacha. Three lukuchos bishtare. Even though they're different people. Says the Gemara Lameimra, the Sava Rab, Shtar Isle Kala, the Edim Leslahu Kala. So what is this teaching me? That a shtar has a kol, and therefore the ma'arer, the marakama, should have heard about it, that the fields were sold, and he should have been moche. While Edim, according to Rav, only because it was a shtar, but if there was a sale with Edim, then he wouldn't have even heard about it, then he wouldn't be responsible to be moche. Right, Rashbam, shtar isle kala shemisasvin lekosva ulechosmo v'akol shomin. It's a big deal when you have a shtar, and that's why people gather. But Edim don't have a kol, mechira be'edim below shtar. A sale with Edim without a shtar, but just with Edim, we're not have a kol. Is that what Rav is telling us? That because Lokech number two and number three needs a star, and Edom wouldn't suffice, but then we learn, Rav says, Amokher Sadeh be'edim govim, inechazim mishubadim. Rav holds that if I sell a field with Edom, that's enough. That if I owe money to someone previously, then my nechassim that I just sold would be lien, and there would be a shibud, a prior shibud. Why? Because there's a call, and they would have heard about the sada sold with Edim. So Kasha, how could Rav say? Rav is mashma by saying v'kulam b'shtar that Edim do not create a kol. While here, by selling a field with Edim, the fact that you could collect from the chasim b'shibadim, we usually assume. Why is there usually a difference between milva b'shtar and milva alpeh? Because of the element of kol. And if there's a kol, and if there's everybody knows about it, then the buyer's own fault, because they should have known that there was a milva before this, and there was a chance that the field would be taken away from them. So how could Rav say that even with Edim it's govim minachazim mishubadim? So the Gemara is, let's do the answer first, and then we'll explain. Hasam lekuchos. There's a big difference between buyers and cases of, as we'll see, of our case of the three one after another. Hasam over there, lukuchos inu afsidu anavshayu. In a regular case where a field is sold with edim, so it's their own fault because they should have heard about it, that the fact that it was there was a previous sale, and therefore they should have realized that. Masha'ekin in our case, even though it was without a shtar, there's no kol that's memela, but if they would research, they would know about it. And therefore, if they don't research, inu the afsidu anafshayu, it's only their fault. Rabbeinu Yonah discusses here, when the Gemara has the comparison in the Havamina of Mechira be'edim and a Mechira b'shtar, how tight is that connection? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush here also quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Venira li dechi arminan degovim min chasam mishubadim." When Rav says that if I sell a field with edim, I can collect from mishubadim. Dafka bin misadi v'arminan lo nechtav shtar al mekach zeh shayi befaneinu. When we say that if I sell again a field with edim, so then a prior malva from me can collect from mishubadim. That's only where the edim can also testify that there was no shtar for this sale. Kagot shaloha yusham edim achirim elahim the yodim shalochas mishtar alamecher. They know halav hachi chayshinan. If not, then we're choshe dilma tarif zeba edim fahadar tarif mishtarei umichbash utakavish lehashta. Number one, you might come to collect twice, so it has to be edim that know there is no shtar. Number one. And then he says, V'had amrin and govim in chasim mishubadim, v'afal pi shalo pirish lo bifnei edim es ha'achrayis, kemisha pirish dami. Machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah, and if we look in the Rashbam, when we say the idea of achrayis, that you can always collect, I'm selling this to you, and if it is collected from a prior creditor to me, I'm going to pay you back, right? Selling it to you with achrayis, is that explicit? Does that have to be explicated or not? So by a shtar, we know, even if it's not explicated, Gemara says at the beginning of Amitzia, as we learned, achrayis ta'as sofer. Right? If I don't say achrayis in the shtar, it's automatic that I would have to pay you back. But what about edim? Does it have to be explicated or not? So that's the machlokas here, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say that it is automatic. It's as if you explicated. Don't say that only by a shtar do we say achrayis is toa sofer. Achrayis toa sofer u b'shtar. Who adin b'mocher b'fnei edim below shtar? No, even with edim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Da al da shehi achrayis alav zavin lay. That's why I got edim here, because I want to make sure that it's just like working just like a shtar. People don't sell their property and buy property for a day. If they know it's going to be taken away from them, they want to have security. They want to be able to get paid back. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that the parallel between shtar and edim is tight. That just like by shtar, we would say achrayis is automatic, so too by edim, we would say it's automatic. If you look in the Rashbam, it's not exactly clear that that would be the case. The Rashbam says, four lines from the bottom, Hamocher sounds like there has to be a Kabbalah Sachrayas. It's not the Feirish that it would be automatic. So even though the Gemara says that there's a kol, but still there's a difference between Shtar and Edim. And ironically, Shtar might be stronger. Might be different, but it's stronger. A shtar would automatically have achrayas. Well, because that's what a shtar is. A shtar is there. You know, the raya shebo is there, so I could have that achrayas for me. But shekin edim might have to be explicated. So one of the achronim of the Berachas Avram suggests what the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah could be. Shenechluku begeder din achrayas vitam achrayas toa sofer. Right, why do we say it's automatic? Sharashbam Savar Shela Olam Sarf Shekabal al Imo Achrayas Beferish. You always have to accept Achrayas Beferish. The reason that it's automatic by a shtar is because that's the umdana. The umdana is that when a shtar is written, it is accepted beferish. Shekiva Shaderak Lichtov Achrayas told him Shadai Toila Kabal of Achrayas Ela Shatos over Velo Kasav. But you always have to be Makabel. And that's where the Rashbam says if you don't have a shtar, then you're going to have to be Makabel of Beferish. Mashenkin, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, who quotes him, says, no, achrayis is a din b'mekach. Shebekol mekach memela yesh achrayis. Whenever there was a mekach that is documented with a shtar or with edim. Lefizeh adarabah la'akor achrayis tzorech hochacha. V'kol echad shemachar shtar memela yesh achrayis. Right, the question is, what is the state naturally, and what do you have to change? So again, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's an automatic state of achrayus, and that's why even in the case of edim, one wouldn't have to explicate. Good. So that is though a new idea that we've had, that even edim might have a semicol and would create achrayus. So now the Gemara says, on top, so does Rav really say this? What we just explained now, that selling karka ba'achrayis with Edim, without a shtar, the lokeach could collect. But the Atana, didn't we learn in the Mishnah much later on? Hamalvas chaveiro bishtar govim in chasim mishabadim. As we always know, if I lend somebody money bishtar, then he could collect, the creditor could collect from the chasim mishabadim al yidei Edim. But I'll eat the edim, you could only collect from property that I still have, that property that I have sold in the interim. So beferish that edim is against what Rav said, this Mishnah. So how can we say that? Right, and again, the Rashbam says it's a case where the lova admits that it wasn't paid up. If the lova doesn't admit that, then he doesn't have to pay anything. But if there's no shtar, but we assume that there he admits. So how can Rav be against the Mishnah? V'chi tema Rav Tanahu Palig. And if you want to say Rav, it's okay. Rav could argue on the Mishnah because he's a Tana and he's a hairs on the border. He has that power. V'ya Rav Ishmael Dami Shavayu. No, Rav himself said it. Forget just the Mishnah. Rav himself said it. Milve alpeh eina gove lomana yarshiv lomana lukuchos. Rav himself says that a milve alpeh without the shtar, even if there are eight in there, cannot collect from lukuchos. So how could Rav say that earlier that it can be done? Before we get to the answer, the Rav Tana Upalig is a crucial line which has come up pretty recently, but just to mention the one Ha'ara of Rav Chanan, because Rav Chanan is here in Baba Basra. He discusses that idea of Rav Tana Upalig. So the end of Baba Basra and the Kovet Shiurim, Tof Reish Lamed Gimel. Rav Tana Upalig. The question is, what does it mean by the other Amoraim that can't be Palig? Rav is a Tana Upalig. So other Amoraim are not Tanaim, and therefore they can't or they won't. Right, that's the mysterious line in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrim writes in the second parak. The Rambam says there in Parak Beis, Halacha Beis, Bez Din Shagazu Gzeira, O Hiskinu Takana. Let's read the halacha aleph. Bezdin agadol shadarshu ba'achas man amidos kafi mashenira b'neim shahadin kach v'dano din. A certain bezdin in a certain generation, they figured out, they darshu psukim, again, not now bezdin, but they did him today. But when there was a bezdin, v'yamar achareim bezdin acher v'nira lo tam acher l'star oso adin. If they darshu different psukim, we can't darshin halachas from psukim anymore. But in the days of the Mishnah, they darshin from psukim. So if another bezdin comes later on and darshins it differently, the later Bezdin has the power to darshan it differently. They think you should say this Gzeirah Shavah. A later Bezdin says you should say this Gzeirah Shavah, or a Kal Vachomer, or a Svara, or a Hekesh, whatever it is. Shenemar, you're allowed to do that. Right, that's the pasuk. You go to the Bezdin in your generation. That is the. That's the Rambam. Ask the Kesef Mishnah a couple of questions. The first one is, it says in the first parak in Idios, Shim Yira Bezin as Divrei Ha'yachid, V'yismach Olav, Shim Bezin Yochal Avato, Divrei Bezin Chavero, Ashi Godol Mimena B'chach Mo V'minyin. Don't you have to be a greater Bezin? Not just another Bezin that you decide? So, the Rambam has a Rukimta, how that works out. So even if you're not a greater Bezin, B'chach Mo V'minyin. But then he asks our question, V'im Tomar, Im Kena, Milo, Pligia, Moro, Yatanoi. So why, throughout Shas, do we find Amoraim cannot argue on Tanoim? It says Rav Tanu Palak, he's an exception to the rule. But what was the question? The question is, if he's an Amora, assumption, that he can argue on the Mishnah. So why is that? The Rambam says, Ela Shofet HaShayyeh B'yemem Mehem. Answer, I'm sorry, but we'll continue the question first. Right, so why does the Gemara stuck? Why does the Gemara sometimes end up with Tufta? Why do we have to say, oh, Rav is a Tana? Let him argue. Answers the Kesef Mishnah. The Efshar Lomar. And this is what he says, and we have to figure out what he means. The Efshar Lomar, Dimiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, and Yana Diyoma, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HaAchronim Lo Yachloku Al HaRishonim. They accepted that the early, later generations lo yachloku al rishonim. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas haTalmud shemiyom shenechtam lo nitan rishus l'shum adam lachlok alav. Lo nitan rishus l'shum adam. So what does that mean, lo nitan rishus? So, according to many, according to the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Mamrim, and according to others, you know what the Kesef Mishnah is saying? They can't. Because they personally accepted. It was Kima V'Kiblu. Theoretically, maybe they could have because of this Rambam. But they accepted not to, and therefore they can't. That is the Lashon. And the Kesef Mishnah, the Chazon Ish writes that they knew that they wouldn't be Mechavi to the Emes like the earlier generations, and therefore the Amoraim accepted not to argue on the Tanoim, and the Gaonim accepted not to argue on the Amoraim. There are 2 days in the Rosh in Sanhedrin. We'll have to get this next year sometime. Whether a Rishon is allowed to argue on a Gaon, right? That's not quoted. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Chafei and Choshe Mishpat says you just can't argue on the Gemara. But there are 2 days in the Rosh in Sanhedrin, whether that was a halachic stage also, the Gaonim. But that's what most, let's say, assume the Chazon Ish and others. But if you look at Rabbi Chanan quotes Rabbi Chaim that says no. The Kesef Mishnah, they accepted, but you know, if there was an exception to the rule, sometimes they would theoretically. They wouldn't. Right? The Gemara asks, how could they? It just means they wouldn't. If they knew there was this Mishnah, they wouldn't have said what they said. But it doesn't mean that they couldn't have, fundamentally, says Reb Chaim. This is in Tuf, Reish, Lam, and Gimel. The Heshev, the Be'emez, Gam, Amora, Yesh, Bekocho, Lachlok, Alatana. Pahadu, Mosfin, and Tziufta, Mitanay, Lam, Aroi, Humishum, De Amora, Eino, Cholik, Altana. Ve'ilu, Yada, Devri, Altana, Lohaya, Cholik, Alav. Ava, Be'makam, Shecholik, Lehedia, Efshar, Lios, Halacha, Kemoso. That is what Rabbi Chaim says. And then Rabbi Chanan adds, V'nir muchach kein. Mimashin nimsa b'gamara b'kama 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 b'kama. Sometimes the Amoraim say, when they're pushed against the wall, they say, you know what, that's not an authoritative Mishnah. What makes them have the ability to say that? You're stuck. You have a kasha, so you say, oh, okay, I disagree. I don't think it's an authoritative Mishnah. No, that's their power. They say, I don't think, if it was an authoritative Mishnah, I wouldn't argue. But I'm able to say, it's not an authoritative Mishnah. Right, so he talks about this in the context of Rav Tana Upalig and Rav Yargi. He says, how do you have that with Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan? Is Rabbi Yochanan also like a Tana? And that's his discussion. That's his discussion there. But either way, this is part of a larger topic, but we'll leave it at that. So, back to the Gemara's question. How could Rav say that if I sell a field with Edim, so then there could be Gvia from Nechasim Mishubadim, while here, if I lend money, I'll pass, and you cannot collect from Lekuchos. So says the Gemara, don't compare Milve and Mecher. Says the Gemara, Milve Azvini Karamis. You're comparing a Milve Alpe and a Mecher Be'edim, which is, again, without a star, there's a big difference. Milve Ki Yazif Bitzina Ka Yazif. By a Milve, when somebody borrows money, they're not going to make it so public. They don't want people to know that they need a loan, so it's not going to be so public. Ki Hechi Delo Lis Zalu Nichse Ale. And that's why by a milve alpe, the cannot collect from Lekuchos. Why? It's not the Lekuchos' fault. Because there was no way that they could have known by a milve alpe. Zvini, man dezavin ara bifarhesi yezavin. But if somebody sells, even if somebody sells without a shtar, they'll want it to be public. Kihechi delefik lakalo, so that a call goes out. Who wants it to be public? So that which party involved? That's the discussion that we showed him here. The Rashbam said it's the seller. The seller's interested, so people realize he's a rich guy and he can sell property, and they'll come to buy from him. Others say no. The Ritva said it's the Kona, right? The Kona is the one because he wants people to come buy from him now that he has property, right? And depending on who it is, right? The Ritva says here, Pirish Shahalokeach Rotze Lafarse Madavar. For who adin? And then the question is, let's just explain the answer first. So that's the difference between a milveh and a sale. A milveh balpeh does not have a kol really at all because people are interested in keeping it private. By a mecher, even if it doesn't have a shtar, it still has a kol. So just to put it all together, there's really three levels here. By a shtar, that's automatic. Automatic kol. By mecher, by milveh, shtar is automatic. People hear about it. What about milveh alper and a mecher al peh. A mecher al peh is not as automatic as a shtar, but if you do the research, you'll hear about it. And that's why the lekuchos are going to be held at fault. That's inu afsida anashayu. By a milve al peh, even after research is done, it's going to be very hard to hear about it. And therefore, that's why there's not going to be collection from lekuchos there, because it is not their fault. What about Esther Chashuke Cheved? What about if it's written up in the newspapers? You know, it's a milva al peh, but nowadays, bizvan hazeh, you know, there are other ways of knowing. Or, you know, he doesn't mention this, but one might add, there are a lot of times public records of people's sales, right, or of certain financial documents. So does that change? Do we say lo plug when it comes to these types of rules, right? What if you have a different way of publication that is not Adim, is not the shtar, right? It's different. That's the shaila here, right? He says, "V'yeshlus tabing mahadin b'milva al peh should is parsim barabim." Could go to echad hilve ma'os la'adam nechvad. A person lend money to a mechubad person. V'hu machish v'nis parsim b'itonos u'bakol kli atikshoret. Everybody's talking about it. Hayemdino kamilva b'shtar me'achav v'yeshlakol v'akone iuda afsed anafshe oshem aklal kavu chazal milva inogove me'arishu l'kuchos lo plug rabbanon. So we discussed this already a couple of days ago. Do you say lo plug by all the rabbanons? Why do you say lo plug even by dinim da'oraisa? We discussed a little bit from the Sechemen, if you remember. So he quotes the Mordechai, possible Mordechai in Baba Kama. Mishin is chayem mamon avur hamalshino. Somebody's chayem mamon to the government. Umeis. And he died. Afilu l'manda amar milve alpe eino nigves manayorshim hacha gove kishamar bedin de isle kala pavle kimilve bishtar. So the Mordechai has a perfect example. Mordechai is an example of because the government, you know, wanted to get the money. So it sounds like that takes the place. Sounds like you wouldn't say a low plug. You just go by the reason. And here there would be a call. So then that's what you would say. But then he says at the end, he quotes another day, he quotes a Tosfos and other Achronim. He seems to say maybe you wouldn't say that. That you would say a low plug. And up until we know otherwise, we wouldn't create exceptions to the rule. Right? The rules of low plug apply. And therefore he's noted to say, even if there are other ways of publicity that would not take the place, and the rules of milva al peh would still be milva al peh. Number one. The other point, just to mention here, the difference between mechira and milva, and we mentioned who is the one by a sale that wants it to be public. So we said the Rashbam here seems to say that it is the mocher that wants it to be public. But if you look at the Ritva here, Aval hacha man dezavin ara b'farhesi zavin pirish shahal lokeach rotzeh lafarseim adavar. The lokeach wants to be a b'farseim so that people see that he's rich. V'hu adin and now nafkamina. What about matana? Who wants matana public? Right, we machlokes about mecher. Says the Ritva. V'hu adin vaday b'matana to hasam nami hanosein b'farseim adavar sheyedu nedivuso. People, he wants people to know how generous he is, and he's a great guy, and he gives away presents. For lo od elashah makabel matana gamkein mefarsem im eno kafui tova kidei sheyachziku lazet tova b'nei adam. Says the Ritva says it will work both ways by matana too. The giver wants everybody to know that he's a nadvan, and the receiver wants everybody to realize that he has hakaras hatov for the other person. And hakaras hatov is a basic Jewish midah, right? We are called Yehudim because of Pam Odes Hashem. The Ramban writes in Parshas Kisetze on the Isser of marrying into Ammon and Moab. Why out of all the nations of the world, why are they excluded? Because they didn't have Hakaras HaTov, basic Hakaras HaTov to Abraham and to his descendants. You know, they can't marry in. Right, Hakaras HaTov is something defining to who we are. Right, even to inanimate objects, it was such an important message to give. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hit the water and couldn't hit the dirt. Right? Hakaras HaTov, right? He covered the water saved him and the dirt saved him. Again, we could go on about the idea of how personal. Right, the modim element, the Abu Draham writes, you know, on the Siddur, that the only part of Shmona Esrei that we don't just listen Shmona Esrei, we should call it the Amida. I think I mentioned that it's not really Shmona Esrei, it's the Amida. The only part of the Amida that we say ourselves during Chazaras Hashatz is modem. You can't do modem through a proxy. It is something personal. It is something you say your own modem to Rabbanan, but it's so defining of who we are. So we have we're called Yehudim, and we have the Ramban, and we have the And we have the Abu Draham. So says the Ritva here. So if I want to, it's the Lokeach also, the Makabel Matana also. What's to be Mefarsim that he got this gift, and therefore by Matana also you would say it is public, just like Mekach. Then he quotes Vishelo Kedibir Rabbeinu Chananel Shekasav Ki Anosein Beedim Ba'achrayis Ein Lokol Veinogam Minchas Mishibadim. Right, Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's also Rabbeinu Yonah's Lashon that Matana you wouldn't say it. The Gemara doesn't talk about Matana. The Gemara is machal between Mecher and Milveh. The question is, what about Matana? That's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Ritva says Matana would also have a kol because Vishnei Atzadim. They would be interested in having a kol and publicizing it. Rabbeinu Chananel would say that no, it wouldn't be. So why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't a person, you know, want the gift to be public? So think about the giver. Is there any reason for the giver? So maybe somebody's wants to give anonymously. It's not the general way that we understand. But the Makabel, maybe the Makabel, is something that is someone that doesn't want it public. Why? We know the principle, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Sone Matanos Yichye. Right? The Gemara uses that sometimes. Pasuk in Perek Tesvav, Sone Matanos Yichye. And that's what the Gemara says in Sota, Daf Mem Zayin, Misherabu Mekable Matanos Nisma'atu Hayamim V'Niskatsru Hashanim. Right, so the matanos yichya. Right on the Gemara in Megillah, Rabbi Elazar kshem l'shagim lo matanos v'beis hanasi lo haya yokeh lo haya lokeach ha'im lo noach lachem she'echya she'kasuf sorry matanos yichya. And therefore, maybe that's why the acceptor, maybe that's Rabbeinu Chananel's svara, the acceptor would not want it to be public because of the principle of sorry matanos yichya. What's the svara? Is there a svara for that chachma that Shlomo HaMelech taught us? Of Soni Matanas Yechya, that we should try not to accept presents. So there are a couple of svaras given by the Mefarshim. The Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Zechiya Matana, right here, the end of Zechiya Matana in Sefer Kinyan. The Rambam says, Hatzadikim Hagemurim Va'anshe Maisa Lo Yekablu Matana Me Adam Ela Botchim Bashem Barachu V'lo Benedivim. Because they don't want to be, right, what do we say in Benching? V'lo Yemanat V'sarv Adam. What do we want to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't want to get from a fellow person. And that's why the Rambam says that's the message of Sodei Matanos Yichya. The problem is, how do you ever know that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending you this person to give you something? Right? So it's a little tricky to know. It might be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody gives you something. Right? That's not so clear. The Shulchan Aruch also, at the end of Siman Reish Mem Tes. Midas Chasidus Shelo Lakabel Matana El Lotoch V'Hashem Sheitom Lodai Machzoro Tafkido Shel Adam Letzapos Liachel Liado Amleyab Suchaj HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Olit Notein Apodbasav Adam. That's what we have to try to focus on. And other Rishonim say this as well. Rabbeinu Bachai, Umishasoni Asamatanos, Bevade Okar Milibo Midas Hachemda. Right, and that's all number one. Has to do with Bitachon. Bitachon and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again gets a little tricky to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a gift in the form of the person giving it. The Sma on that Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Reish Mem Tes, has a different Lashon. He says, when one takes a Matana, that's going to lead to Chanufa, in terms of maybe inappropriate flattery. Derech b'nei adam lios lachut achar mamon. B'sovram lachios nafsho, v'nevesh b'nei beisov. Kamar adarabah, sorry matanos yichya. Ki alot achrei matanos sorach lahachnif abrios, ve'ina mochicham al maaseyim aroim sheroa behem. You're creating a relationship where there's basically a person is in debt. And I'll never be able to say something to you that'll be negative. Right? It's creating a negative relationship. That's Soni Matanos Yechia, to have a no sin in a Mikado. But there's one other more deeper idea, I think, from the Maharal. Maharal writes in the Sivos Olam, I have it here I didn't bring the Maharal, but it's formulated in another Sefer. Ki amusag chayim kishela atzmo more al etzem bilti talui ba'acherim. Chayim means independent existence. That's chayim. Kishem shemaayan mayim chayim mashma uto maayan hanovea mimakoro. Right, a mayim chayim. Right, a zub needs to wash in mayim chayim. That means independent source of water. Unlike a bor, which is makabel water, meyacherim. Ki aner the Maharal's lashon. Misha sonias amatonos ra'u shiyeh b'shvil zechay. Ki amakabel davar mizulaso ein roi lo achayim. Ki achay omeid bifnei atzma. Right, and that relates to the four people that are chashav kemes. Because all of them need to take. Right, the mitzora. Right, he can't exist by himself. Right, he's out there by himself, but he can't live. And a suma, mishen lo ban. Right, they're not be able to give in the same way as others, as we've discussed in the past. the Gemara in the Dharma, Daf Samach Dalad, and that's why giving is the ultimate in life, and therefore that is the another svara, a deeper idea of Soni Matanos Yechiyah. But maybe that's behind the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat here, that he does not say like the Ritva. The Ritva here says that Matana is just like Mecher, but it is the people involved would not want it to be public. Good, let's continue. Tana Rabbanon, says the Gemara, Achla. Now, other cases where more than one person is involved. Achla ha'avshana v'ha'ben shtayim. Ha'avshtayim v'ha'ben shana. What if the machzik is someone who didn't hold it all the years, right? He died, right? The father is machzik the first year, and then the son, the second and third. Or the father the first two, and the son the third. The son the third. Ha'avshana v'ha'ben shana v'alokech shana. Or even a buyer. Hare zu chazaka. This is all a chazaka, because 3 years altogether, as we said. Says the Gemara, lemeimer de lokeach is lekala. What, the third year, the lokeach has a kol? Right, as we said before, baramini, but 1 minute we learned in a different brisa. What about the opposite? Achla bifnei ha'av. Shana, the marakama. The marakama, now we're talking about now. The father, 1 year. Then the marakama, father, dies. U bifnei ha'ben shtayim. Bifnei ha'av shtayim, u bifnei ha'ben shana. Bifnei ha'av shana, u bifnei ha'ben shana, u bifnei ha'lokech shana, hare zu chazaka. So that is a chazaka on behalf of the person who is machzik in front of the father, son, lokeach. But 1 second. The isalka daitach lokeach is leikala. But if selling it has a call. So what happens here? The marakama is father's son, and then the son sells it. But if there's a call by a sale, says the Gemara, ein lecha mechag dola mizu. By selling it, isn't that the greatest form of mecha'ah? That's showing that I'm the bialim because I'm going and selling it. So that's the great. Well, I don't have to say to you that it's mine. I sold it. That itself shows, reflects that it's mine. So how could we say in the first brisa that the mecher has a kol and therefore does not have a kol? I'm sorry, lomeimer de lokeach is lekol. It has a kol and therefore he should have been mocha. In the second case, it seems like it doesn't have a kol because it does not count as a mecha'ah. Answer, Amar Papa, Kitanya Hahi. Usually there is a call. What's the case that it has no call? Kitanya Hahi, Bemocher Sados of Stam. If a person sold all his fields, this one was included, but it wasn't specified, then that's not considered a Mecha'a on that specific field. He sold 50 fields. So you're saying it was included? That's not a Mecha'a on the land that I'm Masik. And therefore, even if in general, a Mecher has a call, in this case, it wouldn't have a call. Period. What type of ben are we talking about here when we say you're machzik in front of the ben? The first case, or the ben is machzik. That is a machlokas we showed him here. What about if it's a 10-year-old child? Is that good enough? Does it have to be a ben das? That is 2 days in the Ramban. Says the Ramban, misupagani. Is that the right one? No, wrong one. Says the Ramban. Where are we? Says the Ramban in the here. Here it is. Yesh mefarshim. Didafka, in this case of Achla ha'av shana v'aben shnatayim, meaning the one who's machzik is the father, the son. Yesh mefarshim. Dafka bibno gadol. Aval katan la bar mechuyehi behu. No, it's only by over 13. A lot of times ben means child in the Gemara. So the Ramban says there are some that say it only refers to a ben gadol. If a ben katan is being machzik, I don't feel the need to be mocha. Right? If it's a 10-year-old. The hilchach lav bar chazakahu. The kivan de chimachi lav bar is dahure bishtarihu. Iunami lo machi. I know you're not a bardas with the star, so I'm not going to be mocha. So it all works together, and therefore the chazaka is not created. V'chi hechi de'idach tanya achla b'fnei aben b'bino gadol hanami b'bino gadol. That is the first day of the Ramban, and then the Ramban definitely does this on purpose. V'ein ani muchzak b'tamze. Definitely a pun, right? I don't like this svara. Ain't any muchzak b'tamze. I'm not. I don't have a chazaka in that reason. The time of the chazaka lav mishum is dahure didei bilachud. The chazaka is not only created because of the issue of holding on to a shtar or not, right? Which has to do with the ben das holding on to a shtar. Ela no, the kivan dahai shasik raglayim ladavar. No, it's the lack of mechah, right? This is our issue that's come up many times already. What's the focus of Cheses Gemal Shanim? Is it the holding on to the shtar, which you might not say applies to a katan, or is it the lack of mecha'a by the marakama? Says the Ramban. Raglaim udavar. El shetok shalosh amrina leila machzik ach vishtarech. It's the lack of mecha'a. But it's just within 3 years, even if he wasn't mocha, we would say to the machzik, show us your shtar. Ula achar shalosh. Kiva delom izdar batve israel haitaina viamrina lo lachinem shasach. Vekatam nami la barizahure tvehu. Vachi muchasugya. And therefore, says the Ramban, I think that even if it is a katan, I think one has to, the chazaka would apply, and this is what this is the shita of the Rashba also. And again, the stipler says, this is the root issue of this, is what's the focus of Ches Gimel Shanim? The same stipler that we mentioned a few times already in Simen Yud Ches in Baba Basra. Is the Iker Tam of Gimel Shanim a hochacha mishti kaso? Shebe'em es machra? Because you might say that even if there's a child, you're not going to let a 10-year-old sit on your land for 3 years. So what that he can't hold on to the shtar? The issue is a lack of macha. That's what the Ramban screams about here. The ein teva ha'adam liros ish zar ochel peiro sadeu v'lo yimchel lahodiya shebegas lanusa ka'achil. Right, and the other day it says that no, the issue, the focus is the shtar, and therefore I don't care if it's a child. I know that, you know, I have the a secret weapon that I could use, and therefore that is why I don't say anything. Okay, the Ramban doesn't mention katan or gadol; just says ben. So it could be that he holds like the day of even a katan. Okay, Viter, says the Mishnah. Ha'umnin, there are certain people that cannot create a chazaka. Why? Because they already have a partial claim on the land. So the marakama didn't say anything because I know that you're on the land. You have rights to be on the land. So their being on the land does not create a chazaka. Who are these people? Ha'umnin, you have a worker. Vashutvin, a partner of Arisin and a sharecropper, Vahaaputrapsin, or an agent, Ain Lahem Chazaka. All these people cannot create Chazaka at all. See the second line in the Mishnah of the Rashbam, Velo Becheskas Gimel Shanim Ma'iri. We're not talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim anymore, we're moving to Stam Uman Lo Shayach Elabim Metaltzelin. Because what are we talking about? What, a worker? What kind of worker are we talking about? Ooh, a worker is like a shoemaker. Somebody's holding on to my metaltzelin. So, the Cheskas Gimel Shanim Lo Nemar Elabim Makarkoi. We quoted this Rashbam back on the beginning of the Perek. Avo Bim Metaltzeli, Mishu Mukhsak Vishal Chaveira, Filu Shoa Achas, Shoan Roam Shiyoti Mitachas Yado, Avo Pish Yishla Chaveira, Eidim Shayishalo. Ne'eman, if I have your watch, and there are eidim that used to be your watch, but I'm holding it now. There are no eidim that I took it from you. I'm believed to say, I bought it from you. I must be Chavela Varaya. There aren't stars written by Metaltzelin. This is the important Rashbam, that the whole idea of Chesed Gimel Shanim is only by Karka. Not by Metaltzelin. By Metaltzelin, it's immediate. But the Mishnah here says, there's no such chazaka meaning Hamos Mechalev Araya, the immediate, not just 3 years. There, it doesn't apply to these people because these people, obviously, you know, if it's a shoemaker that has shoes, we don't say, oh, they're all his shoes. Of course not. Lola ish, and also the following: Lola ish chazaka benechse ishto, v'lola isha chazaka benechse baila. Right, each of the spouses. Right, they have other people, their other ones' stuff. You know, that's not a raya. Right, it's all connected to each other. V'lola av benechse haben, v'lola ben benechse haav. So now the Gemara says, here's the transition line. Bamed varma murim. When do we say all of this? Bimachzik. When do we say that all of this is true? That all of these chazakas aren't chazakas, and you need it's immediate if it's by metaltzelin and it's gimel shanim when it comes to karka. When do you say all of that? That's only bimachzik. That's talking about, as we're talking about, chazak gimel shanim, chazak hashishim ataina v'chulu. Aval. But in the following cases, where the following are about chazaka shel kinyan, not chazaka shel raya, the concept of kinyan chazaka, that of course applies to anybody. Aval nosein matan, if somebody gives a matan up, v'ha'achin shechilko, or brothers that split up property from the father and then do a kinyan chazaka on it, v'ha'machzik b'nichzei hager, and if somebody is machzik in hefker property, a ger died and his property is hefker, no'al v'gader uparatz kol shehu harei zu chazaka. If you do an act of chazaka, now again an act, no longer a proof of chazaka. Up until this moment in this perek, as we've emphasized, it's a chazaka shel raya, not a chazaka shel kinyan. I am living here, and therefore it's a reflection of something. Here we're switching now to kinyan chazaka, like kedushin, right? Like the kinyanim listed in Maseches Kedushin, kesef shtar and chazaka. So if somebody does a kinyan chazaka, no'al, he closes the door. Gadar, he puts up a fence. Uparas, he breaks through a fence. Kol shehu, harizu chazaka, that is a chazaka, and it can't be chozer bo, as long as, it was done with the rishus. If there is another owner, it's done with his rishus, if it's hefker, you don't even need that. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, describing the idea of a kinyan chazaka, which is discussed here. Ketzad hamachzik. I sold you a house. The door was open. I closed the door. And then I opened it. That's a kinyan. That's the Rambam's lashon. I used it in a way that is productive. I used it as in a way that reflects that I'm the owner. Anybody could close the door. That's a discussion. Anybody could close the door. So the Rambam's understanding of na'al is na'al upasach. Doesn't just mean you leave the house, close the door on your way out. That doesn't show that you're the owner. If you would walk in unannounced, right, so then that's a reflection of ownership, right? That's closed and opened. Keza machzik begedera kolshu kocha yisham geder vaya olam lo benachas the host of alav kolshu v'shlima lasara. I added on to a fence. V'nimsa she'ein olam lo ela bedochik hariza ho'akana. Or there's a pirtza vaya nachlasa bedochik. I make the pirtza bigger. This is the Rambam as he talks about. And then the Rambam, we discussed this earlier in the parak, the Rambam in parak Aleph Halacha Tesvav. What about if I don't do anything but guf hadavar, I just spread out my fruit on the karka? Is that good enough? The Rambam says, yes. Just spreading out your fruit. You can't plant there. And the Ravid doesn't like it. The Ravid says, the Gemara earlier in the parak used that to say that it could work for Cheses Gimel Shanim, the Chazaka of Raya. Who says that could work for Chazaka of Kinyan? And the Rambam would say it does. Rambam would say it does work. It's Chazaka of Kinyan too. Maybe not by property of a ger or hefker, that's what the Rambam says later on, that might require more. But at least from another person, that could work. Again, kinyan chazaka is a huge, great topic in terms of the lumdis of what it is. I'll just read it to you. The Magen Mishnah on that Rambam that I just read, the Magen Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, explains the secret of kinyan chazaka. Delo be'inan midi demoel lekarka, ela kashalokeach eno nehne. Avok shalokeach nehne, vedasa cheres makne, vaday kana. Why? Shaharizu chazaka, shayu noel b'fnei kol adam, kiderech sha'adam ose b'shalo. V'chol sh'noel, kiderech sha'abay lim noelim bateyem, kidei lim noamehen regal kol adam, harizu chazaka. Umitam ze, kasu ha'mafarshim, the Rambam says, the Ragan Mishnah explains, what's the secret of chazaka? Most other chazakas, all chazakas are haraz bailus. But some of them are more focused on an action. I pick something up, I pull something, I give you over the reins. But chazaka, that's what it's all about. There are so many different ways to perform a chazaka, because there are so many different ways of showing that I am the owner. Okay, this is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Avua, turning over. Avua de Shmuel v'Levi, Tanu Shutaf Eino Chazaka v'Kol Shekein Uman. Avua de Shmuel and Levi had only Shutaf listed in the Mishnah. A Shutaf cannot create a Chazaka. And they said, surely an Uman. Why? A Shutaf has even more of a possibility that he should be able to create a Chazaka. Why? Because he owns part of it. So if you say, he can't create a Chazaka, surely an Uman, who has no connection to it, surely cannot create a Chazaka, as the Rashbam says on top. What might you have said? Denema migu dehaya lo chelik bo, kana mechaveiro chelko. Right, but you don't say that. So that's what Abu Dishmuel and Levi only had in the Mishnah Shutaf, and they learned Uman as a Kol Shekein. Shmuel argued with his father. Shmuel Tani Uman Ein Lo Chazaka, but Shutaf Yesh Lo Chazaka. Shmuel says no, a Shutaf could have a Chazaka. Meaning, if one Shutaf is using it and the other Shutaf doesn't say anything, so then that could already create a Chazaka. Right, says the Rashbam. Dim Isa de lo macher lo chelko, hayelo labodes adam, avalech lafers mishutfis. They shouldn't have just let him do it all by himself. So machlokes amorim. The az the Shmuel l'tameh. Shmuel really follows his reasoning l'shitaso by saying a shutif has a chazaka. The Amar Shmuel hashutfin machzikin zeze. There it is. Shutfin can be machzik one from the other. Umeidin ze elze, and they could testify for each other. That by the Shem will come up later. Why aren't they nogeh be'edus if they are shutfin? We'll see. V'na'asim shomri sachar zeh lazeh. And they become shomri sachar to each other. As we learned in Masechet Bava Metzia, shomri sachar doesn't only mean that I'm going to get a money. I'm not only a shomri sachar, but if I'm getting paid, if I get any benefit from this action, so I'm already considered a shomer sachar. Even, remember, proof of the Rav Yosef? Even if I'm watching something by a shomer aveda, while I'm taken into this house, if an ani would come at this second and ask me for money, I'd be patur from giving him, because of osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. That already makes me a shomer sachar, according to Rav Yosef. Unbelievable. Any type of benefit. So here, benefit is that you're garnering for me, I'm garnering for you, we're partners, and therefore, that can already make us shomrei sachar. V'nasim shomrei sachar, zelazeh. Period. Rami le Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go with our girsa. Bima'arta debe Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Yehuda in the cave of Rabbi Zakkai. What does that mean? So if you look in the Bach, he changes the girsa. Bima'atzarta. It means the olive press. They were like near the olive press. But according to our girsa, is Bima'arta. What do you mean, Ma'arta? In the grave crypt of Rabbi Zakkai? So if you look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you look at the Yavetz right here. The Yavet says, "His kiru zel omar sha'af kishahayu nechba'im bima'ara mipachad oyev migur misaviv hayu oskim batorah kol kach hayu chavivim aleihem divrei Torah." What were they doing in the cave? Because they were learning in secret. Because it was obviously a time of gzera that they wouldn't be able to learn, and they were hiding. They were still learning. Right, you think this is only from the days of the Gemara. We hear stories from even the Rav Avad Yosef, they say, during some of the bomb shelters that he was in during all the years, that he was learning Yavamis and learning that, and they had all these stories about that everything was going on outside. You focus, you don't learn focus. This is the Torah, this is what I have to do, so even if stuff is going on outside. Right, they also quote that, I've quoted from there from Rav El Yashiv. They say that Rav El Yashiv, whenever he used to nap during the day, they used to say, you know, you can't make any noise, because you don't want to wake him up. When he was learning, you could do whatever you want in the room. Nothing's going to break his concentration. He's going to be so focused, whatever. It doesn't matter what you do. You're not going to be able to take away his concentration. But that's here. But ma'arta, debei Rabbi Zakkai, even in such a cave, you focus on the learning. There's also a great ha'ara of the Tiferes Yisrael. If you look in Krisus, in Paragimel, Amar Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says there, Rabbi Akiva asked, Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel bes Rabbi Yeshua be'itlis shel imum. I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua the following question in the itlis. What does that mean? The butcher shop. The butcher shop, the shuk that they sell basar. And I asked on their way, Shaholchu likach behemah l'mishta b'no shor Rabbi Gamliel. They were going to buy the meat for, they were at the caterer and the butcher. They were going to buy the meat for Rabbi Gamliel's son's wedding. So I asked them this question. It's not such a simple question. Habal achoso v'alachos av v'alachos imo behalamechas ma'u. So why do you need that detail in the Mishnah for? It explains it to Pharisee Israel to show that no matter where they were and what they were doing, Torah was on their mind. It could be the day of their child's wedding. Doesn't matter. That's what they were doing. Kamash Malan, Da'af Shahaya Hanasi Tarud Binisue Bino, Fahu Bimakom Hamon Shevashuk. Number one, he has stuff on his mind. Number two, he's in the butcher shop. He's in the marketplace. The gamav best in hayumo. Afilu haki lo chashash Rabbi Akiva milishol mehem dinim elu she'ena mitzuyim. Biyado bahen sheba anvasanu son lo yachpidu ala bazeh. The kamash malanami shem gamken lo nisbaishu sham b'makom afursam lomar akulam lo shamanu. They also they answered they might not have known it. But either way, that's the gablus of these conversations. La mezcha sheba kol iskeim hayarak toras Hashem chepzam the yiraso al peneihem. Unbelievable. Anyways, that's what you get also here from this one word. They were doing, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says here, they were in the cave of Rabbi Zakkai. So, anyway, what was the question? So, mi amar Shmuel shutav yesh lo chazaka. Is it really true that Shmuel holds that a shutav could create a chazaka in a fellow shutav's property? Mi amar Shmuel. Shutav ki yorei b'rishus dami. Didn't Shmuel make a statement that a shutav is considered someone who goes down with rishus? Which sounds like an aris. So, lav l'meimra, the shutav ein lo chazaka, doesn't Shmuel mean by that statement? What did he mean by shoot that was like a Yorib Rishus? It means that you can't create a chazaka. Just like an artist can't create a chazaka, so to a shutav. Isn't that what he means? Answer, lo kasha, ka ha denachas lakula, ha denachas lakal palga. Shmuel did not always say that a shutef could create a chazaka. It depends if the shutef, the one shutef, was machzik in the whole area or only part of the area. Amri lalahai gisa, amri lalahai gisa. And it's unclear which direction. He made this distinction, but unclear which direction. Rather, Rashbam explains both directions. Maybe if one shutef is machzik in the whole thing, so then that's, well, the other shutef wouldn't be able to let him do that. Unless the other guy bought it, so he could create a chazaka. Only part of it, so that's not, that would have created a chazaka. Or the opposite. When is the whole thing? They're obviously switching off. You take the whole thing this year, I'll take the whole thing afterwards, right? But part of it, you know, I wouldn't let you have part of it without switching every year back and forth. So, machlokes, which direction he is machalikin. Ravina Amar, different chilek in Shmuel. Hava ha denachas lekula. Really, both cases where one shutev was machzik in the whole thing. Falo kasha, ha deistba din chaluka, ha delesba din chaluka. Depends how big of an area. If it's ainbo din chaluka, it's so small, so I don't have to say anything. But if it's yeshbo din chaluka, then I should have said something. Period. Gufa, Amar Shmuel shutev, kiyore birshus dami. So Shmuel made this statement. That a shutef is like someone who goes down bereshus. So my kamash walon, shutef is ein lo chazaka. Is that saying that a shutef is like an aris? Ein lo chazaka. Lame shutef ein lo chazaka. So why doesn't he just say that? What does he say? He's like a yorid bereshus. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. This is to teach me an added chiddush. Lomar shenotel b'shevach hamagdia l'ktafayim, that a shutef could take from the stuff that grew. In a field that usually netiot aren't taking place, like a field hasuyalita. What is this referring to? The Rashbam quotes the Gemara elsewhere. If I go into your rishus and I plant something without your permission, I was mahana you and I could get paid for it. But what if I planted in an area that wasn't meant to be planted? I planted apple trees, but this wasn't going to be used for apple trees. So then the halacha is, I only get my expenses, I don't get the profits of the fruit. So what Shmuel is saying here, a partner has added rights. If a partner plants in the property, even if it's a sadeh she'ena asuyalita, he's not only going to get the expenses, he's even going to get the profits. That's the chiddush of Shmuel's using that extra lashon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'nai Hashem, we will continue with Cheskas Habatim tomorrow.